Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There is a transfer portal.
Yeah, there is one.
I'm sure in college hockey as well, like all sports. Uh-huh. And they haven't made it completely, you know, NCAA hasn't completely ruled on it, but it's supposed to be official. Something that Jim Harbaugh suggested, where you don't have to sit out first-time transfer. You can just go and not sit out. Mm-hmm. And with COVID for this year, where they're giving everybody an extra year, we've seen in college basketball over 1,000 people enter the portal. Now, I have no stats to see how many people are still in the portal who haven't been claimed, if that's a lack of a better term, or transferred, but we've seen tons of them. Latest locally, Thomas Kithier. He entered the portal yesterday. Also, Michigan State, you know, Rocket Watts entered the portal. Hoiberg entered the portal, and he signed with a school. In football, you know, Mel Tucker is just getting guys out of the portal, it seems like, every other day. The quarterback from Temple, the linebacker from Minnesota, even Van Summeren, who played at Michigan. Michigan obviously has lost a lot of guys in the portal. Joe Milton, for one. And there are tons of others as well. They've lost lots of them and highly recruited players. You know, and the old school part of me, John, says, this isn't really that good. Okay? Guys, you know, they transfer, they're unhappy, they don't like this, they don't like that, and they give up and they go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But you know what? The more I think about it, I think it's okay, because if the kid can't get played, he's there to go to college, yes, and get a degree. But still, even with the odds in their face, they know the odds. Many of these athletes in both football and basketball and other sports, they go to college in order to get a professional contract. Just like right. People go to college to get their jobs, whether it's broadcasting or law or whatever.
You go to college to have the opportunity to earn a higher paying job.
Right.
Or earn a high paying job.
The problem is, in my opinion, that there's just the reasons for some of these kids going into the portal just seem so weak. I mean, you see guys who are, you know, good players. You know, I want to be I want to go to a better school or a bigger school. And in some cases, obviously, it works. Now, grad students, it's kind of different. Like Mike Smith
was
a grad student, and that whole year, like Jake Rudock was. I don't know, because as the fan in me, okay, you're a fan. You're a Michigan football fan. You see these guys leave the portal. Some of them didn't get a chance. And then you sit there, you're a Michigan State basketball fan. Oh, Rocket left and all this. But at the same time, you're sitting there as a fan going, let's go. Let's get some guys out of the portal. It's, you know, what it is, it's college free agency. And while a lot of times we didn't, you know, the old timers said free agency's ruined sports. You know, you don't have guys play with your team as long as you used to back in the day. You'd watch them, you know, in baseball start in the minors and bring up, and then now they leave. It's horrible. But the other part of you are sitting there, let's go. Let's spend some money. Let's get some free agents. And it's the same thing in college. Where does it end, and is it good for college athletics? It's good for the player, for the most part.
Yeah, and so if you break it down a little bit further, you've got you've got athletes, and it's not just on the men's side, it's on the women's side as well, that are, you know, sometimes 16 years old when they make a commitment, 17 years old or 18 when they sign a letter of intent, and they go to school and they're making a decision that is, you know, sometimes it's a good decision, sometimes it's a bad decision, and, you know, not everybody at that age makes great decisions. So you can go back that far and say, you know what, I've been at school for a year, maybe two. It's not the place I thought it would be. It's not the fit for me I thought it would be. I'm going to transfer because of a number of different reasons. Sometimes I just want to go closer to home. Sometimes, hey, this other university offers something that I want to study that I didn't realize when I made the commitment. Now I can go and try and pursue that academically, you know, athletically. Maybe I'm seven down on the depth chart, and I look at it and I say, you know what, it's not for lack of effort, but you know what, this place just recruited six guys, and I look at them, they're just better than me, and I want a chance to go play somewhere else, and they make that where I find it an issue. And so for that, for player mobility, for the student athlete, for those reasons, I think it's great.
And if you go to a place and your coach leaves, it should be automatic that you can go.
Yes. Where you run into problems is when you have a student athlete that's, you know, spends 1 year, let's just say Michigan, and then they transfer and they go somewhere else and they're like, you know what, it's not working out here. I want to transfer again. At some point, you transfer so many times that credits don't transfer. You can't get into a program, or you can't get into classes, and you get so far behind schedule for graduation. Yes, we all going to college thought, hey, I want an opportunity to play professional. I want to get that professional contract. But at some point, you also have to focus on and understand that not everybody goes professional in sports, and you have to be at least tracking towards a degree. That's where I have the issue is in multiple transfers.
As a fan, 248-539-9797. As a fan, and that's the phone number or the ticket text, are you in favor of the transfer portal? 97.1 The Ticket. You're listening to the best of Stoney and Jansen with Heather on 97.1 The Ticket. Telephone number is 248-539-9797. Discussing the transfer portal, over 1,000 basketball players have entered. Great, look. And on tons of football players, all schools around here have been affected both positively and negatively as far as talent leaving or talent acquisition. Although I would say Michigan's football team has not benefited at all from it. Maybe one player this year, Allen, the offensive lineman. I don't even know how much of an impact he's going to make. And look, I'm not using this as an excuse.
There's a quarterback coming in.
Yeah, but I don't know how much he's going to play either. But my the thing about Michigan, and trust me, this is no excuse. This is pretty factual, and this is, I didn't even get this from John, so John can back me up. When people transfer, and it's not just for sports either, because my daughter transferred from Georgia to Michigan State, and all her credits at Georgia did not transfer over, so there was one class she had to take again or take at like Schoolcraft or something like that before they would be accepted at Michigan State. For some reason, a lot of these players that Michigan would love to get in the portal, their credits aren't transferring or their grades aren't good enough. They're not getting in. And I know of a few who definitely transferred and were definitely wanted to play Michigan and were told they can't and they're going somewhere else. So that's that. 248-539-9797. Do you like the portal as a fan? Because in some aspects, it helps you get a lot of players. Michigan State's football team, and Mel Tucker's even said, recruiting is just, you know, maybe not even 50%. He's going to mine the portal constantly.
Yeah.
And even after their spring game, he said there's going to be more attrition. Bill in Flat Rock, you're 97 on the ticket.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I'll be honest, I'm adamantly opposed to the transfer portal. I'm opposed to school of choice at the high school level. As a high school football coach, our goal is to try to teach young men to be better husbands, better fathers. The only way that comes about is you have this opportunity through athletics to face adversity. If every time you face adversity, you just move over to the next corner, that's a problem. That's what we see in society. I don't like what's going on. I'll divorce my wife. I don't like what's going on at my job. I'll quit. instead of figuring out a way to contribute, instead of figuring out a way to be in the situation of athletics, a better player, a better teammate, I'll just move on to the next school that offers me what I want instead of what I need.
And what you need is
to face adversity.
And in some aspects, I definitely agree with you, but you have to look at it first from in the college kids. There are players who are buried at schools that if they didn't transfer would have no opportunity to showcase their talent. And sometimes,
well, it's not even just showcasing your talent. It's just an opportunity to play.
Right. Just, the whole depth chart thing. As far as the high school thing goes, school of choice is not just for athletics. It's for academics. So why, if you live in a certain area where they have a really strong music department at a neighboring school district, you're going to deprive your kid a chance to get that type of an education too? It works both ways.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't understand. I have the numbers for the overall educational experience of kids who are doing transfers for school of choice or parents. But I know in our immediate area, the vast majority of those transfers that I see are related to athletics.
Oh yeah, there's tons of them.
And I don't think that should be. I don't think that should be a criteria.
And Bill, it's hard because it's not a one size fits all. I agree with you in regards to perseverance, all of the lessons that you learn, and some of the great stories that we have heard over time of individuals working their way up a depth chart or being ready when called upon, and the discipline that takes, the mental toughness it takes, the lessons that it teaches. But there are also other situations where, you know, maybe it's just a decision that was the wrong decision for the individual, or it's a decision where, hey, I want to go into something else academically. I also play a sport, but I want to be able to do it somewhere else and pursue something academically somewhere else.
I understand what you gentlemen are saying, but I think in that, in and of itself, when you make a poor choice, there are consequences. I think that is, again, another lesson.
So are you against all transfers or just this you don't have to sit out a year transfer?
No, I'm against all transfers.
Oh, that come on, Bill. I'm sorry. How can you not? Kids transfer from college all the time that aren't even athletes.
Yeah.
You just want to have a bad experience. You have a bad roommate. You want to get the hell out. You're homesick. You love. I mean.
But Bill's point is not lost in regards to having the determination and being able to work through adversity. I get that. And it's a fine line of, hey, we want to teach our kids and the next generation to be able to overcome adversity. But you also have to realize that not every decision that you make is a great decision. And yes, there are consequences for making a bad decision, but transferring schools, I don't necessarily know that should be one of those bad decisions that you have to live with because it affects so much of the rest of your life, and it just doesn't have to.
Ticket text, 1,000 kids in the portal. How many transfer for their education? I would think a very small percentage. This is your problem with Division I athletics. Nothing to do with education. I wouldn't say nothing to do with it, but especially in some of the major sports, you want a better chance to be a professional athlete. I'm in favor. It's the athlete's decision for better or worse. It's their life. Screw the team. It's all about money for the institution and its representatives. I completely understand that point of view as well. Real-world application. Employers want at least 2 years of college experience. If after 2 years a player wants to transfer, cool with me. So you're saying 2 years.
Yeah, be there until your junior year or after your sophomore year, then you can make a decision on is this a good fit or not.
I like the fact that, if you're going to allow somebody to transfer once without sitting out, the next time you have to sit out. Now, this year, like I said, is different because of the automatic, no sitting out because of the COVID.
Yeah.
But as somebody points out, on Ticket Text, I saw one guy, I forget who it was, basketball player, it's going to be his fourth school. And this Ticket Texter points out Mac McClung. He went down, which is pretty good. Texas Tech. He went and played this year. Now they lose their coach, and now he's in the portal again.
Yeah, don't be surprised to see him show up at Texas.
You're right. Let's go to DJ in Detroit. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So here's my thing, man. Number one, they're kids. So they're going to make mistakes, man. I know grown adults who go back and forth about switching jobs or taking some job for more money, and then they get to the job like, oh, I made the mistake of my life, and then you have an opportunity to change, so why send the kids? Number two, I play high school sports, a little bit of college, so I know what these coaches do, man. They will recruit you and tell you everything under the sun. They'll tell you they play a zone system and we fit you perfect. And then you get on campus and they are a team to play predominantly man-to-man defense and you can't play man-to-man defense. So you mean to tell me now I'm stuck and y'all just blatantly lied to me? I love the fact that these kids now have an opportunity to get out of that situation and maybe find a better situation. Like you guys said, it's a fine line because sometimes when a kid transfers three or four or five times, you know what that probably tells me, guys? It's probably the kid in that case.
Yeah.
But if you make one mistake and then you move on and then you fix it, I think that's fair and that's okay. That's just me.
Well, DJ, I don't disagree with you. I mean, they are kids. They're making decisions. And that's kind of how I started out with is you're making a decision at 17 or 18. For me, it ended up being the right decision. Things worked out. But when Gary Moeller stepped down and we didn't know who the next coach was going to be, there was a lot of unrest that I had and decisions that I was making at that time, but I didn't have the opportunity to go into the portal or to make a decision like that. But it's hard at 17 to hold a kid to a decision.
No, I agree. And then what about instances like the coaches are not held at that decision? How many times have we seen coaches that pick a school and they swear up and down, they telling all the recruits all year, I'm here for the long haul.
Yep.
And then he goes from Villanova to Ohio State just because Ohio State offered him more money. So he's looking like, well, wait a minute, man, I'm stuck here now. What about holding the coaches accountable?
You're right.
Agreed.
Maybe coaches need to sit out. How bizarre would that be?
Have coaches sit out a year?
Have coaches sit out a year. ticket text. So will the caller, I think he's talking about Coach Bill, address the fact that coaches move all the time and just go on a job that makes them feel better? To rebuke that caller, sometimes the best decision after facing adversity is to make a change. He's right. You don't have to stay in a bad situation all the time. You can't enter a portal when you join the armed forces. Kids make the decision to join for 2 to 4 to 6 years and have to stick it out. You can't leave the Marines to Space Force if the Marines are too hard. Soft. You're talking apples and oranges. Seriously.
Yeah, and here's where this is more than just athletes transferring. And we talk about letting, you know, kids make decisions or do things. This goes to how we are teaching kids, like Bill is talking about, how we are teaching them and the lessons they learn at high school, how we continue those lessons at the college level. And then when you become a young adult, these are decisions that, yes, you should be able to make a different decision or you should be able to change your decision, but it all goes into why you are making that decision. If it's just because you believe the grass is greener and things are easier, I think you're already going down a road that's not going to be beneficial for a number of years of your life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,